15 years ago. It wasn't a long marriage, but I think my wife was a little lied to me about the timing of her pregnancy. We got a divorce quickly after. It was only about a year long. But since that time, I've been paying child support, but I've always had a question about whether or not my child is actually mine. So what are my chances or options of maybe doing some type of paternity test or DNA testing?
Good question. What do you think, Hannon?
It's an awesome question and not a typical one. Okay. So I would say to our caller, first of all, it's very brave of you to call this show with a question like that, such a, you know, kind of a intimate, not something people talk about a lot. So thank you for that. This is a bit of a toughie because you have a situation where our caller has said, you know, short-term marriage, did not contest early on, say
right.
at the time of the birth of the child or even
right.
at the time of the divorce,
right.
whether in
right.
fact he was the father. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, that's right.
So, and then you've got a situation where, did you pay child support at all along the way?
Yes, I have been paying child support.
All right. So now New Jersey, every state does it differently, right? That's why lawyers tend to be, you know, you get licensed in one jurisdiction, you shouldn't be giving advice in another. So I'm going to limit myself to the New Jersey legal arena.
Right.
In
Good
New
idea.
Jersey, the court system has said persistently, once you have a child, especially a child when you're married, I'm not talking about a child out of wedlock. That's a slightly different analysis. But when you have a child together with your spouse, mm-hmm. there's a presumption legally that the child, in fact, is the father's child.
Right.
And even if the father had reason to have doubts about the paternity, if you hold the child out to the world as yours and the child holds you out to the world as his or her parent, and then you let time go by and you're paying child support after the divorce is done, and then you kind of wake yourself up 15 years later and say, wait a minute, I wonder if really... dot, dot, dot.
Right. Now it's too late.
Courts don't like it.
Right.
They say, A, you're going to cause trauma to the child. Right. You're actually creating doubt in that child's mind. B,
yeah, totally.
how fair is that
right.
at that point? Right. And I'm saying this, I want to be sensitive to our caller because, you know what, people conscientiously have that feeling. I'd like to know. I want some certainty.
Right.
It's the only way I think you're going to go about doing that is what I would call privately. You know, believe it or not, get a lock of hair. Get a fingernail clipping. Probably not going to take your 15-year-old and get a swab from the inside of the child's cheek while they're sleeping. Okay, but there may be some DNA-type evidence you could gather privately, quietly, and then have that evaluated. And that's going to give you maybe peace of mind, but it will not change your legal obligation, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, so pretty much I lost my opportunity.
You rested on your rights.
What if it was just maybe 6 months after the divorce? Would that be different?
The closer to the time of the child's birth, the closer in time-wise to have some reasonable doubt, including things like finding love letters. I had one case some years ago. The father said to the mother, they were married, child number one looks just like me. Child number two looks nothing like me. Nothing. And is this my child? And the evidence in that case was it was kind of like that Native American print where the tear comes down the cheek. That was her only response.
Yeah.
Now, in that case, we were on the side of arguing that the father should continue to be responsible.
Okay.
The judge in that particular case said, and the child was probably four or so, that it was a misrepresentation, a lie, and he was not going to hold the father in. Even 4 years after.
All right. So okay. if you contesting the child's identity, all you dads out there, then do it quick.
Right.
I would
sooner
say
the better.
That's correct.
Well, thank you very much.
Right.